DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog. We'll be right back.
the heat. So the sun beats down Aquila. And a mirage in the arms of Oasis in lies. Drowning in each waking moment, lying in suburban torment, running for shelter.
You have been listening to Transatlantic Express for Friday, April 25th, 2025. April is almost done. We have been listening to none other than Espionage, a band that was, well, I would say a duo mainly, just two of them, Chas Coughlan and Paul Hutchinson. Living Under Rocks, I would say, was the best album from this, best track from this album. Not a great album to begin with. Let's see. So we had Freedom, The Great Escape, Your Love Is For Sale, The Sound of Breaking Hearts, which I think was the single. Yeah, this is where when you become famous and companies like EMI put you out into the world without you doing your research. But he got paid, I'm sure. That is the late Roy Thomas Baker. A little bit of a profile for the last 2 hours. I hope you've enjoyed it. It has been kind of a classic thing with the Queen, and not so much classic with the Stranglers, and then, you know, a basic flop with Espionage, sad to say. But it happens. It happens. And you know, what can you say? What can you say? We're going to finish off with a couple more of these pretty nasty, horrible tunes that are, as the only reason why I have this album is because I know some of the people that are on it, shall we say. So anyway, it's how it goes. It's pretty average, below par stuff. Can I say any more bad things about it? Probably not. Well, we're going to play two more tracks and pretty well wrapping it up for today's show. We're going to play a track called Ships Across the Night and something called One Night Stand. And then we're going to say good night. Goodbye and adios and sayonara. Hasta pronto. Auf Wiedersehen. Hey, stop that. And we'll see you later. Why not? Why not? Yes. Well, you know, this is how it goes. All right. See you next time right here on the House of Prog and on CDSF. Have a good one.
I've been around.
been listening to DJ Ian on the houseofprog.com and his radio show Transatlantic Express. Tune in every Friday, 12 noon, Pacific, 8 p.m. UK. And if you're in Vancouver, you can check out the show on CJSF 90.1 FM every Tuesday, 10 p.m. Until then, have a great week, and we'll see you next time.
This is Bird Note. It's been raining hard for hours, but at last, the mid-April sky begins to clear. We can almost see the Gulf of Mexico from where we're standing, a quarter mile from the Texas coast, at the edge of a stand of oak trees. The rain has finally stopped, but now something else descends from the sky. Birds. Hundreds, thousands of birds. Rose-breasted grosbeaks. Orchard orioles. Painted buntings. Warblers. Flock after flock, they alight in trees and shrubs. Sparkling indigo buntings perch alongside velvety scarlet tanagers. We are experiencing what birders call a fallout, one of the great spectacles of bird migration. The legions of birds dropping from the sky have flown nonstop across the Gulf, covering 600 miles in about 15 hours. Exhausted and hungry from bucking the storm, they land at last in tree-filled sanctuaries near the town of High Island, Texas. The birds will refuel and then fly north to breeding grounds across the continent. Isn't it lucky for the birds that people have conserved habitat for these famished and weary travelers? For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.